And then the second question is, the same is said if Sacaidates seem penetrated, then doubt and the other two follow.
It's not a fixed thing. Like I've just been saying, it can be the Asmimana, if you sort of tease them apart, the Asmimana can be dropped, but there's still, Udaccha and Avicca still need to be penetrated. It can be that when the Buddha's speaking about it, that for convenience is bundling all those three together. With respect to the first three fetters, Sakkayaditti and then Vichikicca, Siddhapatta Paramasa, I would say it's not automatic just with self-view, Sakkayaditti is let go of. It's not automatically the case that doubt and the attachment to conventions go at exactly the same time. I don't know, what would you say on that?
Well, absolutely, in the sense that it's possible, but it's not. Everything is uncertain. Because we want it all neat and tidy and wrap it up and make sure that, oh, that's how it works. Because also in the same way that just having insight into one of the three characteristics is oftentimes a catalyst for an insight into the other two. So, but not necessarily so. It could be, can be.
That's a very good example. Often the insight into anicca is used to characterize stream entry. Like Kandanya, what did Kandanya know? Yankinchi samudaya damang sabantang nirodha damanti. The way that the realization of stream entry is characterized as just knowing anicca. That's in a sense, if anicca is known, then dukkha is like kind of putting all those things together. It's not just that, but it's a way of expressing. Just in terms of giving meditation instruction and running retreats, very, very regularly people will say, I can understand, I get a feeling for anicca and dukkha, and I can see how even happiness and blissful feelings can be dukkha, but anatta, I'm lost. I have no clue what that's talking about. So that's quite commonly the experience of people. The concept of it is mysterious. And it can be that they do understand anatta better than they realize, but often it's the case that those first two, anicca and dukkha, are far more tangible and apparent. And then anatta, how all things could be not self, that's sort of mysterious or confusing, or the idea is really intangible and hard to get a sense of what that is or how that works.